Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another comrades-related question on today's podcast. This is the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay Perry with you. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay, today's question comes from Peter DeWitt, who's traveling from Australia to run his first comrades this year. And I'm going to combine his question with Johan Nell's question because they're fairly similar, but then Peter's got a slight difference. Peter wanted to know, is it possible to find out where all the refreshment stops are along the route and what is provided at each stop? Johan wanted to know what types of drinks and food as well as energy gels are available at the water stations and should he carry with him. But then Peter also wanted to know, he's aiming for a silver medal by implementing a run-walk strategy, basically splitting the race up into 9 10-kilometer segments and taking a wee break after each 10. Is that the right approach? But I mean, both just asking about the refreshment stations and where they can find details on what's at each.
So you can go on to the Comrades website, where they actually have a interactive map of the Comrades route. And on there, you can click up where all the refreshment stations are, but they are more or less every 2.5 to 3 kilometers from the start to the finish. In the first half of the race, you will find Coke, Energade, water at all the water stations. They also have at some stations like water baths, you know, like just where you can splash water over yourself. And then in the second half of the race, you'll have the same, but they will also have at certain stations, you'll have potatoes, bananas, some sweets and that sort of thing. There won't be gels. So if you are accustomed to racing on gels, you need to take your own gels with you and keep them on your person. In terms of the run walk strategy, there are many, many, many people who get silver medals by following that strategy. And there are a number of people that don't get their silver because eventually they insist on running the whole way. And if you're a borderline silver runner, I feel like that short break of 1 to 2 minute brisk walk is really crucial in allowing you to keep enough freshness in your legs to be able to finish the job in the last 15 kilometers, especially on the Comrades uprun. And a lot of runners insist on running until they can't run anymore. And if you wait until you are forced to walk, it becomes harder and harder to get yourself to run. And when you are running, your running speeds drop and drop and drop, and it then becomes very difficult for you to get your silver medal. So a 10 kilometer and 1 to 2 minute walk is a really good strategy. And I would go one step further and say that on some of the really big long climbs, to even throw in an extra 30 second walk here and there on those climbs.
There we go, Lindsay. Thank you very much. Peter, Johan, I hope that does answer your question. And we look forward to hearing more about your journey to Comrades 2015, both of you. It's going to be an amazing, amazing year. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast from Lindsay and myself, Brad. It's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.